WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 13th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 Radio and also on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here and in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And also joining me is a boxing extraordinaire, ex-rugby champ, podcast guru, the lover of dogs and also hot dogs, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint.
I got to be honest with you. There's got to be some testing we can put you through real quick. We've got to be running you through some testing before we start hitting record buttons. This is the intros were so cool at first, and now I'm loving dogs and hot dogs.
Yeah.
I love a good hot dog.
Do you deny it? I'm speaking the truth.
This is the circular conversation. Do you deny it, sir? I don't know what I'm denying exactly. What do I do with my hands, Ricky Bobby? No, I do love a good hot dog.
Well,
I don't love people that put mayonnaise on their hot dogs because that's communism. Ooh. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
How about people who are on 25 carbs a day that really can't think very clearly?
Yeah, let me set this show up for everybody real quick. I don't mean to take it over, but Ed is getting ready for this bodybuilding competition, and he's limiting himself to 25 carbs a day. And so basically what that means is his brain is in brain fog. And I told him earlier, I'm getting all of the after effects, like he's had a really bad ketamine trip, and he's getting none of the benefits of having a really good ketamine trip. So this is going to be really interesting. So far today, we've hit go two or three times. And so far, so good. 2 minutes and 4 seconds in.
Hey, yes, right. We only have 47 more minutes left.
Yeah, hold on, folks.
Yeah,
hold on. It's going to be a heck of a ride.
Well, I want to make sure I get the upcoming events conquered.
Okay.
So I actually left the sheet back at the Nutrition World. So that was just another little checkbox.
We're just going to focus on all the good stuff ahead, sir.
So I'm
proud of you.
I'm looking it up, and I actually have the date, but I don't have the time. So anybody on here wants to know exactly the time, just go to nutritionw.com under events. But the NeuroLens screening, what is that with Dr. Troy White? The glasses that I have on is these special glasses that raises my IQ to a very high level. Actually, it does make you have more cognitive function. It makes you able to read quicker, concentrate better. There was a disclaimer that said you must have carbohydrates in your diet for these to work. So right now they're probably not functioning, but most of the time they do. But Dr. Troy White is amazing for this technology. And what it does is if your eyes are not focusing both of them on the same exact, say, word you're looking at, your brain has to do a lot of overtime processing in order to pull those two cognitive pieces of information together to process it. I didn't realize how much that was happening to me all my life. And so Dr. White came in the store, Nutrition World, and we got talking about it. I was so intrigued. And he has a machine that he tests people. It takes about 15 minutes, and it tells absolutely that you are focusing directly with both eyes or you're not. And I can tell you, in the research, migraines go down, TMJ goes down on symptoms. But I love the fact that I can now read. I don't feel like my eyes have ADD anymore.
I think it starts at 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
One of our first lunch and learns.
July 21st at Nutrition World. Blood drive. We know what blood drive is, most of us. Blood assurance. I am a huge proponent of of giving blood, not only to help the community, but to help your own personal health. Because the more blood, the more good blood you're giving, not too much, is going to create a better health for you. Why is that? I always use the analogy that I actually thought of, which is us old timers know Lake Winnie, and you know what the bumper cars, you rode bumper cars. I think most of us have ridden bumper cars somewhere. Well, you go down the straightaways, that's pretty damn cool. You know, I mean, you're not hitting anything, but you go around those corners, you are banging on each other's car. Mm-hmm. Guess what happens when you have too many red blood cells? They are hitting each other on every curve of your circulatory system. That doesn't damage them, but it can inflame them. It can be a slight inflammation that's going to cause potentially other things down the road. So I love having lower levels of red blood cells.
So all I hear you saying is if you give blood, you'll do better at the go-kart thing, at the bumper cars.
At Lake Winnie, yes. And you get Lake Winnie gives a free ride at the bumper cars by giving blood.
That's not true at all.
He's trying to confuse a carb-deprived man. It is pathetic what Clint is trying to do.
You're making promises and diagnosing people over here. You get free rides. I got to lay down for a minute. I need a banana. Somebody give me. Hey, by the way, that blood drive is, just so we're on the same page as time-wise, it is 2:30 to 5:30 on the 26th.
On the 26th?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Uh-huh. And I did it not the last time, the time before. They are such professionals. I had a wonderful time. Even and Scott did it that time.
And by the way, to your advice, I'm going to start going to and taking some
please,
blood off.
Yeah, please.
Mine is pretty high, I think.
Next is July 30th.
Yep.
And it's a virtual event, and it's going to be pretty cool. This is something kind of new for us, but it has to do with a guy at a company called True Grace. He is an expert for nutritional knowledge. What a history and a story these people have. And the name of it is Fewer Pills, More Support, Foundational Wellness. I think all of my health coaches, if they every week they're using the word foundational, because that's how we build homes that are solid. That's how we build finances. It's also how we build our health, is having a foundation. All these people who are body hackers and all these special magic potions and elixirs, there's a place for that, but it's on page 4 of our plan. It's not on page 1, 2, or 3. I mean, I access all the crazies, but I do not ever waver on the foundations. Of course, we all know what most of those are, the proper knife and fork, the exercise, the sleep, and all of that.
That's a 12 to 1. It's a virtual. It'll be a lunch. That'll be pretty cool.
How does that work?
They'll probably be provided a link if they want to register. I'm sure they go online here, register, and then they'll get a response with all the necessary information to make sure they can attend.
Yes. I can assure you, I've spoke to him in person 2 or 3 times. He came and spoke, and it is worth your time. Next is on August 2nd. It's the guy named Jeff Nursey. We've had him on here twice. He sells something called the Miracle Band. This was a very skeptical piece of jewelry, I guess I will say, that I saw in Orlando 2 or 3 years ago. I see this booth that says less pain. Well, at the time I was having pain, actually it was more than 2 years because I had not had double hip replacement. And so I hobble over there with my cane, and it looked like something from a pawn shop or some circus, because he was, hey, let me tell you about how much this stuff works. Well, I just was taking about a few minutes to listen. Well, all of a sudden, all these health food store owners come up, and they are raving about, hey, listen, Jeff, I picked up all your things last year. The amount of people who feel better, less pain, less inflammation is outstanding. And I was like, really? And another health food store owner, and they were like, we already ordered a couple hundred more. And he was such a great guy. You know, that's where assuming something is obviously not a good thing. He gave me a band, and there is no doubt it helps to reduce some pain. So he'll be at the store.
August 2nd. 11 a.m. to 3, but I think it's 11 a.m. mostly to 1.
Well, and he's called the Miracle Man. Mm-hmm. All right. Virtual event, another one, regenerative agriculture and ancestral nutrition in your dietary supplements.
Can I back up real quick?
Yes.
I messed up on the Miracle Man. It's August 4th, 11 to 3. That's my fault.
Okay.
It's August 4th.
Are you eating carbs?
Huh?
Are you eating carbs?
Huh? I can't hear you. What?
Yeah. Too many. See, there's an issue here.
My ear's full of ice cream.
I'm at 25. He's at 2,500 carbs.
Doesn't matter.
So,
next event, August 5th?
Yep. Regenerative agriculture and ancestral nutrition in your dietary supplements. The word ancestral gets me excited. I know it doesn't most people, but I really believe in ancient wisdom. I wrote a book once, and it was all about ancient wisdom. Not the latest and greatest technology, but about what really has served our society for not hundreds, but many thousands of years, that paid off that showed us. And so this will be an event on August 5th. Again, virtual event. Go to nutritionw.com under events and you can sign up.
Yep.
And then you'll get a notice. Next, wow, we've never had this many. One reason is Katie is going out for pregnancy leave and she is going crazy with these events because we won't have any at the end of the year after the health fair, most likely. Microbiome, we all know what that is. It is the other parts of our family. We all have family members. Well, a microbiome is your biggest family. You may not know them by name, but they actually are probably the most important segment of how to maintain health and especially emotional health as we age. We do not have very good varieties of these. We have a lot of cousins in that microbiome that are not healthy and they're not really friendly. And so we need to work on having a better family within ourselves. And this will be speaking of that. Not an easy science. We don't know everything about that. We're still growing. The lung bus. We partner with Memorial Hospital. In fact, Memorial used to sponsor Vital Health Radio the first four of its 7 years. Obviously, the head honchos didn't listen to Ed Jones, so they probably would have fired me on month three. But they did serve us very well, and we had so many good people from Memorial come on here. But the lung bus, one is lung cancer is about 97% curable in the early stages. You don't feel it. There's nobody who feels it in the early stages. And this will pick it up in 15 minutes with absolute certainty. Secondly, that's not the reason I recommend it. I recommend it because it's going to give you a calcium score. It's going to show if you have true cardiovascular blockages. And at that point, you can make decisions based on being empowered with information. That will be August 16th. And again, try to sign up. Sometimes they're booked up. Sometimes they're not.
Yep.
If you're on Medicare, it's free. And if you smoke, it's free. Other than that, it's reasonable, $125, I think, dollars for that. Lastly is how to keep your vitality and energy through gut wellness. We're going back to the microbiome. This will be August 20th, and it will be, I think it's Laura DeWitt. I'm pretty sure it's not listed on my paper, but it will be a fantastic informational on how, again, to balance the microbiome. We don't have all the answers, but we also have a lot of information already available that we can access that makes humongous difference in your health and your families. How'd you like that?
I love it. You did a great job. I thought you did really well.
I pulled it out of the gutter, didn't I?
You did. You saved it. Way to go. You're the hero, man. Way to go. Pretty proud of you right now.
That's a co-host for you. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking to one of my favorite local physicians, Dr. Redd, spelled R-E-D-D, and he is an amazing individual. His name's Clint Powell. He's had times with him, his daughter, myself, so many people. He's a surgeon, and I think surgeons are the ultimate heroes in medicine, but this guy's got a different angle on it, and it's something that is so useful, and we all need to have him in our contact list in our phone, and you will learn all about why I believe that when you listen to the next segment. All right, it's time to take a break. We'll be hearing Dr. Redd soon. That as we continue for Clinton Powell, Ed Jones, and Cody is taking video of us so that you can see some of this in snippets.
They'll never see any of this one, but go ahead.
Yes, they will. I'm going to pay for it. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done each week now for 7 years. Hey, you know, I love all parts of conversations with healing and health and how to empower people to maintain their health in, I will say, less toxic or less risky ways. I'm not a huge fan of many things in traditional medicine, some of which I'm a massive fan of. If I'm in a car wreck, take me to one of the big hospitals, to the ER, and do what you can to save my life. But there's other parts that I don't feel is either advanced enough or is honest enough. But I can tell you a doc in town who I admire, Dr. Red. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much.
It's such a cool concept you have, and I'm not going to speak for you, but I think you said it's one of the only concepts in this country of what you do. And I'll tell you before he tells you what he does, I have been to him probably 4 times. I have sent multiple people over the years. Clint has been there with his daughter. Did you go yourself or just take your daughter?
No, I've been 2 or 3 times. I sent my daughter once, and I've sent my mom, I think, twice. So, yeah.
You know, we're in an age since COVID, especially of convenience and walk-ins and drive-ups and get it fast. Well, he kind of beat the curve because you do surgery in a super efficient, safe, reasonably priced manner. Tell people what Quick Surge really is, and you're located downtown, but we'll talk about that later. But what do you do?
Yeah, Quick Surge, the best way to think of Quick Surge is it is a urgent care center for surgery, for minor surgery, really is what it is. We don't do any primary care there. We just do minor surgical procedures. That means anything under local anesthesia, we can do just about.
Tell people what that means, local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia means we put the anesthesia right in where we're going to work.
So that means you're not being put under with gas.
That's correct.
Okay.
So you don't have to show up not having eaten anything you can eat and the whole thing. So if you get cut on your arm, we just put the anesthesia right there in the cut, and pretty soon you can't feel anything.
No matter how much you ask, he will not put you under. So don't go in asking for that either.
Hey, so,
Clint, I need you to step out, please, sir. You can't keep asking to put you in. That's not going to work. Yeah.
And you have such skilled hands. I'm just speaking from experience. What did you do before this? What was your medical practice?
Yeah, I was a general surgeon here in town, mostly at Park Ridge Hospital, for 35 years before I started.
Wow, 35.
I started this clinic in 2015, and at the time I was still a general surgeon as well, so I kind of did both things at the same time. Then eventually, about 2017, I went strictly to this. To stop the surgery.
What brought this idea to your head?
It mainly came from I didn't really want to retire, but the hours and the stress of being a solo practitioner were just getting too much after 30-something years. So,
did you work for corporate medicine, or did you had your own practice?
I had my own practice.
Really?
I think I was the last dinosaur to do
that.
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was rough, but... I began to think, you know, what could I do? I had worked in the ER at different places as a resident and that sort of thing, but I had really forgotten a lot of the things about hearts and things like high blood pressure and things like that you'd see in the ER. So I started thinking, well, what is there any other thing I could do? And the idea of just doing minor surgical things just sprouted out. And I tried to look around to see if anybody else had done that. And I couldn't find anybody in the country, and I still have a hard time finding people who do it. And yet a day doesn't hardly go by that we don't hear someone say, man, this is a great idea, or I really like this concept, or, you know. Something.
But it'd be hard to say franchise this kind of business, because I would guess that a surgeon in the middle of his career, it wouldn't offer enough for them at that point. But later on in years, it could be awesome. Yeah. Or people who are retired who just felt like, hey, I got this skill that I spent decades learning. I hate to just dispose of it and just, you know, cook steaks on a grill and cut a steak up. That'd be the only time I ever do surgery.
Yeah, and I wasn't really ready to hang it up yet. I mean, I wasn't thinking screwy or anything like that. So I said, okay, it's time for me to just see if I can get creative and do something like that. We put it together, and it's very slow beginnings because we had COVID there to deal with, and nobody was going to any doctor, surgeon or no surgeon, even though we had masks on. So it was kind of slow, and then things have just slowly built up. It's been 10 years now. We've been there 10 years.
Well, anybody who can survive, I think that Clint probably knows the numbers better than I do. You know, the amount of people who go out of business the first five is significant, but it's the next five that then wipes out another chunk. And to make it a decade, you are in the vast minority, especially being innovative and an entrepreneur as you are. And I don't mean to be negative, but most physicians are not good business people.
No, they're not.
And you are, obviously. So
let me ask a quick question.
Yes.
I'm interested in you'd owned your own practice, but this was a different kind of business, right? It's a different model.
Right.
Did it surprise you? Were there things as you started it like that? That's harder than I thought. This is easier than I thought. That's a lesson I thought I'd learned. What the heck happened there? Those kind of things.
Yeah, there were quite a few things to learn. You know, in the hospital, you go in and there's five patients scheduled for your operation and for their operations, and you just go through the schedule. Then you see folks preoperatively and postoperatively, and this is a much more, we see a lot of repeat patients with this. You know, when I took somebody's gallbladder out, I really didn't want to see them again. I didn't think their gallstones would grow another gallbladder. So I just said, you know, that's the way that's going to be. But this was, if someone comes in with a skin lesion, they want it off, you know, in 2 or 3 years, they might have another skin lesion they want off.
Well, it's the fact of growing old. We have these barnacles,
that's right.
I guess. And I know you enough to know that I think you enjoy the personal contacts and the relationship that you do build.
I do. I think I like that more than anything else, to be honest with you.
I do, too, in the nutritional world.
It seems like you went from a transactional relationship to actually getting to know some of your patients. It's almost the old school way to practice medicine how's the kids?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen you, that kind of thing.
It is. It really combines kind of the doctor feel that I wanted at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And in the surgical world, you can get busy so quickly that it's hard to have that.
Yeah.
But this, I have that. And we schedule patients specifically, so I have the time to do that.
Yes, you do. So. Yeah, when you see old patients like Clint, you say to yourself, man, he's gained a lot of fat. But you don't really say it because you're such a cool guy. Right. So you wouldn't say that.
As long as that little thing on my stomach doesn't get any bigger, I don't care. What do you think? Somebody's like, you know,
oh, your stomach's doing? Getting bigger.
No, yeah. But the little thing on
my stomach. Oh, the little thing.
In proportion, it's fine. Okay. That's the. I will say it. I told them the story before we started, and it's a testament to you. And I'm not saying you do this with everybody, so I don't want everybody to try this. But I took my daughter in because she had a little something that was worrisome. And it was, I think it was in a moment where it was around a holiday or something. It was hard to find anybody open. And I called, you know, the nice lady said, come on by. And I walked in and it was basically one of those things. And I told her, I said, she's scared. I'll pay the whatever I owe.
Yeah.
And you literally shut the door and open the door. So she's fine. And she's okay. Y'all can get out. And I'm like, and we left. And I was like, okay. Y'all were kind enough to us. You were like, we didn't do anything. Get out of here. You just took the worry out of her mind. You don't get a lot of that. And there's most of the time I've come in, I've sat with you, and you've had to go over some stuff with me. But that was immediate for me to take the worry. You just needed to look. And immediately, really, if I'm not mistaken, you had looked at it in the hallway, and you're like, I think she's fine, but I think you saw she was worried.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, let me act like I've got to spend some minute with her. You just calmed her fears. It was really good.
Yeah. Well, Clint's the kind of guy that if he accidentally didn't realize he spilled a drop of ketchup on himself, within minutes he'll be calling you and want the ketchup removed because he thinks he's dying the next
day. Probably. I've Googled it. I've ChatGPT'd it. I know it. I should lay down
if he could just wipe it off with a paper towel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dr. Google gets called.
Hey, listen, my problem is I don't go to the doctors. That's my problem. Yeah. Well, I come to you when I have to. That's my issue. Right.
Well, tell people what things do you work on, I guess we could talk about.
Yeah, so we do, we call it a lumps and bumps clinic. So we do things on top of the skin, like moles people don't want, or skin tags, mm-hmm. or possible skin cancers we do. We do things under the skin, so that would be things like a lipoma, which is a fatty tumor, or a cyst, which goes under the skin. They can get infected, and we see those are probably the most common things we do.
Now, lipomas, how deep do they go?
Not very deep. They're usually just right under the skin, mm-hmm. and so they don't go very deep at all. And, I mean, we've taken some big ones out.
Really?
And they can get pretty big. So
really? Mm-hmm. I have one. I've had it 40 years. It's mm-hmm. kind of a little bit on my chest. Mm-hmm. Hasn't changed in 40 years.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's certainly fine with me. It's my friend. I talk to it sometimes when I'm lonely at night, a little lipoma.
Yeah. We've had folks name them and everything.
This is how you lose guests on a radio show right here. Starts naming his lumps. We're out. Yeah.
Have you got any interesting stories of, like, I'm sure you got some odd things that may have happened over your years?
Yeah. In 10 years, we've seen 3 gunshot wounds.
Have you?
Yeah. So I didn't really, they weren't fresh gunshot uh-huh. wounds. The most interesting one was a guy who came in and he had a slug in his shoulder. Uh-huh. And I said, well, when did this happen? And he said, it was about 10 years ago. And I said, well, 10 years ago, didn't they take bullets out of people or what? And he said, well, they would have, but they were worried about the 3 in my colon that,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he said, I was on the operating room table for about 12 hours and I think they forgot all about the one in my shoulder. It eventually, and you really couldn't feel it initially, but they'll work their way to the surface eventually.
Will they? Mm-hmm. And that was what was happening?
And that was what was happening.
You could actually feel it?
You could feel it, and it was 44 caliber, uh-huh. large.
And you removed it?
We did, yeah. And
what did that bullet look like when it came out? Had it changed any?
Not a lot, to be uh-huh. honest with you. It really hadn't. It really wasn't look deformed or anything.
Well, tell me that guy's name because I don't want to mess with him. I can tell you that. He must be something.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Did you ask him how? I don't want to hear how. Did you ask him? You just don't get that every day. Like, you know, so, how'd you get shot?
Well, I did, but he didn't really want to come through with the whole story. He just said he was walking down the street, minding my own business. Yeah. That was kind of the standard.
That's when, as a surgeon, you go, awesome, great. We'll just take this out of you and get you on your merry way, sir.
That's right. Yeah. No, he turned out to be a nice guy. But
interesting.
And we got a metal pan, you know, like Doc Adams on Gunsmoke, and we tossed it in the pan, and it was great. So
what a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had any that were, like, almost impossible that you got into and you kind of wish you hadn't have?
Only a couple. And one was one, it was a, I thought it was a lipoma, but it was a pretty rare tumor that happens under the skin that I knew once we got in there, it probably wasn't what I needed to be in there for. So we just kind of closed him back up, and I made an appointment for him for a general surgeon in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't, I mean, you're not in a position to do deep surgery, and some people need a general anesthesia.
That's right.
I tell you one thing, this guy's got not only skills as a surgeon, but a skill as an injection person. The injections you give me, I mean, yeah, they sting, but they're so much better and easier than some people who give shots. And that, you know, lidocaine is magic. It just is magic,
it is,
isn't it?
Magic.
Can I ask a quick question? It's about how you were received in the medical community.
Yes, good question.
This is something that's I find intriguing. Whenever someone in the because we have people on Ed staff that are that have left the medical community, and you're still in it,
right?
But you're doing something different. It's a different model. How was that received with your peers and folks when you told them what you were doing? Was there a lot of naysaying or good luck, or is it one of those they didn't care or what? How was the reception?
I think in general it was good. One thing I noticed was initially we tried to do a cash-only business, but we found out that a lot of people who normally would refer to us with their insured patients quit referring to us because they thought all we did was cash. But so we still took insurance, and if people come in and say, I want to use my insurance, of course we do that.
Oh, you do that. So you do full, just like a regular doc.
We do.
See, I didn't really realize that, but I'm a cash pay kind of guy.
Yeah, I am too. And so I prefer that everybody do that because it's just so much easier on them, on me, on everybody.
Does insurance really reduce the amount of earnings that you have?
You know, insurance is a funny deal because it really is a situation where they decide what you do in a lot of cases. I'll try to order, say, an ultrasound of something, and they'll say, no, you have to do this first before you order the ultrasound. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm here with the patient. I'm, you know, touching the patient and talking to the patient, and maybe I should decide that. So insurance is a funny deal.
Well, how about telling people where you are exactly? Very easy to find. I'm always impressed with how easy I find parking spaces also.
Yeah.
But tell people where you are and kind of your hours and things.
Right. We're in the public shopping center in North Shore, which means you can park in the public's parking lot, which is really good. In the North Shore, there's not much parking. So
I look up and always get right across the street, but I do usually come in early mornings.
Yeah. That's a better situation if you can do that. But if you can't, public's parking lot is still good.
And it's literally 1 minute. To your place.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just if you walk toward Publix and kind of veer toward the right and walk around, you'll see Great Clips, and then we're right next to Great Clips.
And so, you're there Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. I still work a half a day at Park Ridge Hospital in the wound care center there.
Oh, do you?
So I'm half a day in wound care at Park Ridge and half a day in my clinic on Fridays, but every other day I'm there.
So at Park Ridge, you're not doing surgery, just helping people with leg ulcers and other wound issues. How cool. You're such an experienced man. I mean, you're old school, and we're going to, I think we're all going to miss us old timers when we're all fading out.
I am definitely old school. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And I mean, it'll be a new change of scenery, but hopefully they'll figure out how to make it work. But, you know, the thing about it is, not getting into all that depth, is that the work ethic doesn't seem to be quite as committed in that in people who are less than 50 almost. I don't know.
No, that's really true.
Yeah. Well, you've worked hard, you've earned it. And I respect you greatly. And I want to do, Nutritional wants to do all we can to always partner with people who are truly ethical and helping other people on their journey to health, as we try to do at the store.
And you have. You've sent a lot of patients, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And when you have a question or someone, you know, needs our services, you always send them to us. And you shop there, too.
Yes,
so
I
thank
do.
You very much. I probably met you, I don't know, it was pre-COVID, I think
it was.
During COVID, somehow, that we connected. All right. Well, and we always have your pamphlet at Nutrition World. If you forget this guy's name, you don't even know how to look at Bottle Health Radio, but you say surgeon, we will have your flyer at Nutrition World as long as you're in business.
Great.
Which will be hopefully as long as I am, which is a long time.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Dr. Red.
Thank you.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I have a very big list of empowering new information from the past week that I will be sharing with you. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, chattanoogafitnessexpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle and tequila. Lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm all in.
Hey, just want to update you on my program. I got 10 days left before the contest, a little bit less than that. I'm on 1.2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So I weigh 180, I've been doing about 210 grams of protein. Wouldn't want to do that the rest of my life. I think a little bit less is probably healthier, but at this point I don't care about health. I just care about winning. Secondly, I have lowered my fat level. My olive oil has gone about 90% down because I'm trying to reduce calories. Awesome. And then thirdly, my carbs are generally at 25 per day. They will go up on the last 3 days to probably 200.
That's called carb loading.
Thank you. I knew there was a word for that, but I appreciate
using
you.
Using the old noggin.
Yes, he is. Okay, Barney. Yep. Fife.
Don't make me get my bullet out, dude.
All right, Captain Carnivore here. I am going to talk about. One is a place I ate that I had forgotten. I had gone with my previous girlfriend. I like to mention that just so when people listen, they're like, what? Why would he mention that?
Yes.
I well, just
you achieved it. Good job. Everybody just, goes, why did he mention that?
It's worthless, yeah, actually. Okay. But
where'd you go?
Previous is the word. So, but Bad Daddy's. Do you go to Bad Daddy's on Gumbo?
No,
Road?
I'm not. Uh-uh.
All right. You know where he's at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bad Daddy's is better than most places for what you can purchase as far as your food. Why do I say that? Well, their salad is amazing. I love the way that they do their menu. If you told me about this, I would say I don't like to go places like this. You get this big piece of paper. It has, on the salad side, has about 35 little boxes you check. You get to check anything you want. It's purely, there's no looking at a menu and having to remember and talk. You just check. I want real mozzarella cheese on my salad. I want dressing on the side. They have a little box for on the side. Everything, and you name it. And it is fantastic, fresh quality. Secondly, the burger, because I'm a low carb. I didn't realize it, but last week when we ate there, I got the burger on a lettuce bun. Mm-hmm. So there was no bread bun. It was a lettuce bun. Dang good.
I like how you said bread bun. You went bread bun. Your lips. I just noticed that. See, I'm trying to make this stuff fun because nobody cares about your lettuce wrap sad burger.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and I'm just trying to make bread funny now.
It was really a slight TIA. You know, I am having a carb stroke.
I'm stretching over here. Give me something, Ed. Let's talk about it. Come on, what we got? What's next?
What is next is I'm going to talk about the product of the day of the week at Nutrition World.
Is it? Bread?
No, it's not. Clint.
What do we got?
It is called Gabitrol. We did a training today. I stumbled upon this training that my staff gets 2 to 3 trainings a week. And I was coming back from eating lunch at Sweet Basil by myself.
I love that place, yeah.
With the best unsweet tea on earth and low carb. They have a low carb thing. Yeah, what is this smirk? His face sometimes. I hope it doesn't freeze that way.
How's it the best sweet unsweet tea on earth? You're in the South. Unsweet tea. What is unsweet?
Because
tea?
I'm in the South, makes no difference of what kills me. I don't want poison in my body.
I didn't mean to distract you from your training.
Okay. Gabitrol is one of a kind product. Why do I say that? You take two of these bad boys, you're going to be so relaxed that you're going to be saying bread with 2 B's in it. And I didn't take any. But
wow.
I told you about it, and you said you were going to get some, but you didn't. So I'm going to bring you some.
My body can only take so many pills. You've gone up in the number of pills you've taken. How many are you now? 60-something?
I'm probably 70-ish now
But you were up near 100.
I have been there sometimes.
I take the difference is what I am. I'm in the 30s already, dude.
Nobody cares what you take.
No, they do. Because I take them with bread. I wrap my pills in bread and lettuce. I have a lettuce pill wrap. So
back
anyway,
to me.
Back to you.
Hey, this is the princess. It's all about me, Clint. You know that.
I mean, this relaxes you, and you take it for bed? Is you take it to sleep?
What it is, okay, this is an unusual product. It is not made by big manufacturers. What makes it different is GABA is a neurotransmitter that allows relaxation. It is what makes us feel calm. If you were doing in the nature and you were really at peace and you were reading poetry that I wrote, you'd be very relaxed. And so Gabitrol is the only product I've seen that is this strong, and I had forgotten how great it was. Scott came to me about a couple weeks ago and said, hey, you know, something about Gabitrol. I said, I didn't even remember we even had it. And I had a bad sleep week that previous week, so I took some. Oh, my gosh. Now, here's the downside.
Well,
you will get immune if you keep taking it at a moderate to high dose. You can take small amounts forever, but if you start doing a 3 pills, 4 pills, it's going to work great for a month.
Is this the same stuff you told me to take when I wake up?
No.
Okay, so the other thing
this
is...
This one will give you a hangover.
Should you take it, cycle on and cycle off?
You should. Okay. I'm going to do... When I do it, I'm doing 3 days on at most, and it truly calms me like half of a Xanax.
This is legit questions. So what happens if I... Because at night, before I go to bed, I take one of your stress release gummies.
Yes.
Should I take this with anything else?
I would not do this with a THC.
With anything, okay.
Well, you can do it with CBD, but not THC. You would not. This is a strong product. Go Gabitrol. So anyone who's having that, I haven't slept well.
You should drive, of course.
You should not drive, and you should not drink alcohol with it. Gotcha. It is the only product at Nutrition World that I'm going to speak strongly of warnings. 2 pills, maybe 3 if 2 doesn't work. No alcohol, no THC.
Cycling on, cycling off, no driving.
Yep.
And do you recommend, maybe you don't,
let's say I'm a little nervous, taking one to see how the effect the first night goes might be pretty good.
No, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way to do it.
Some people may be a little more sensitive to it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Interesting study. Could low testosterone be secretly driving kidney stone risk? And it was a very, very interesting study. We're learning so much about the power of hormones and also the devastation of them as they lessen with age. For 35 years out of my 46 years, I wanted to follow Mother Nature. Mother Nature says our hormones should go down. But I finally figured out Mother Nature doesn't give a crap about any of us past the age of 50 because we're past reproductive age. The only reason Mother Nature wants to stroke your little bald forehead, Clint, is because it wants you to have babies with women. And that's going to be non-existent at this point, for sure.
There's been some medical practices involved and some surgeries involved. That's not happening.
There's personality surgeries.
Yeah, my personality is my... is my birth control. Just get to know me, ladies.
So back to the testosterone story. If it is lowering, we need to make it better. We don't have to be bodybuilding, you know, levels, but we need to not let it go into the ditch. So what's happening when it does that is multiple rippling effects. And now they're finding out that low testosterone increases kidney stone risk by 65%, regardless of other health factors of age, weight, or blood pressure. This means even young people. I'm saying young people, young guys, and I say young, 35 years old with a 300, that is ridiculous. Men aged 34 to 44 with low testosterone face a 29% higher risk of developing their first kidney stone compared to normal people. And maintaining testosterone above 360 nanograms, anybody who knows about testosterone, for a 35-year-old, that's super low. For a 68-year-old like me, that's pretty decent. But a lot of guys my age will have 100. They won't have that. So people who have a lot of kidney stones,
well,
they could be something that's been totally overlooked.
You know, I said this before. Women just are much, much more in tune with hormones in their bodies. Of course, they deal with it on a monthly basis. A couple of the good ideas I've had for the 18 to 80 podcast has come from my girlfriend around these type of topics. But I will say, I've even told my son, who's not even 30 yet, I said, it would not kill if I was 30 or close to 30 now, I would want to have a baseline. I hate to say it, with the microplastics and all the stuff I hear and the soy and all the confusing headlines, it does you no harm at all to go get a panel done to know where I stood when I was 26 or 30 or 35, wherever you're at in life. Then maybe you're fine, but now you start feeling weird in 5 or 10 years, something's going on. You can go back to your doctor okay, I was at 1100, now I'm at 440, and they go, oh, well, we see the problem instead of just starting from scratch.
They may have thought you were at 440 for a long time, but with that baseline, that's such good wise advice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and what we're talking about,
and I don't do that much, the wise advice.
Well, part of it is, you know, usually when you're younger, you don't have much money, but some people when they're older, they don't have much money.
Yeah, way to go, Jed. You're making me feel like a real winner.
I didn't say the word clean at all.
I saw your body language. This is good. My girlfriend loves me because I'm funny. That's you go.
So we're talking about blood testing. What do we do about that? Your doc and your insurance is not real friendly about getting those kind of hormones tests done normally. So what you do is you go to the Be Well Forever lab. That is been moved where they're moving, and they're one block down from Nutrition World on Lee Highway at 6025 Lee Highway. And they got a big sign will be coming in about 2 weeks, so it'll be more obvious. There's a banner at this point, but their phone number is 423-531-9355. That's 531-9355. They're going to be open. They're open most every day of the week, and you can go in without appointments, and they're doing IVs. And I was just talking to Dr. Red about the fact that of the clinic opening, and he's so excited. He said he has people every day who he needs to refer to a place that has actual integrative nutritional knowledge along with traditional medical modalities. And plus, he's humongously invested in IVs. The amount of people who get their life back in 1 hour when you had an IV, and he was speaking to himself or to me about when he was in medical school, when you're in medical school, you don't have time to be sick. So what they did was the hospital would give them sometimes 2 or 3 bags of liquid electrolytes to get them back on the floor. And he said it was so amazingly powerful because most of the time people who think they're dying, it's really usually dehydration. And you can't drink your way out of it with water or That's Gatorade. Right. So forget that. So again, Be Well Forever Labs. And we have a walk-in clinic with Chris, the physician's assistant, for people who need a good diagnosis and a good, solid, well-balanced treatment. So as exciting times are coming with that clinic and how Marlene and myself are working on that.
Yeah.
And I just love life. I think that I'm so optimistic for the future. Life is just grand at my age, and I'm so thankful that I feel good 95% of the time. And I feel better now at 68, almost 68, be that 68 next month, than I did at 58.
Oh, wow, that's saying something.
That's saying a lot. It's truly true. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple more tips. I got so many, but I can only get so many out into this with the way Clint wastes a lot of the time of the show. But it is what it is. You have to, you know, good health is hard to find.
When he's in a bad spot, I think we've learned his default is I'm going to kick the dog. I'm just going to kick Clint. I'm struggling today. I'm going to make fun of Clint all day. And I want you to know, Ed, I'm here for you.
You got my back.
Listen, kick me. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm your default.
I love you.
I'm your security blanket. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. What a friend.
Yeah.
All right, brother. It is time to take a break now because our minutes are clicking off. And so we got a little tiny bit more as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. Ed Jones here with my co-host Clint Powell, and I love to give these facts. I love facts, and on this site, on Instagram, it's wonderful because they back it up with all substantiating evidence. And I know, you know, Clint's really into this subject, so there was a real big study done. Actually, it was, I can't say where it was, but it was on a good amount of people, and it basically, the headlines are, though rare, you can die from pooping too hard. And I just want Clint to know that, because there is a certain part of the breathing mechanism called Valsalva maneuver, and the body uses that, and when you're about to poop, you instinctively take a deep breath, hold it, and bear down. This pushes your diaphragm down, creating pressure on your abdominal organs and pelvis, which helps open your anal muscles.
All right, so here's the deal, and this is where my...
I'm educating the public.
No, I'm getting ready to educate you. That, the Valsalva maneuver, is also what people pass out from when they do bench press and squat and everything.
Oh,
it's
is
the same
it?
Process.
Man.
When I was a trainer, when I was certified, then we had to teach people that they would get lightheaded. It's because they kept holding their breath. How many times when you train people, you say, don't hold your breath when you're doing that, because when you stand up, you can pass out.
I had no idea that this intellect was going to show up here at the show today.
Or you could just poop on the bench if you're working out and die from that. I don't know how it works, but I know that's the same.
I know that I love my bidet, so we're not going to go there again, because Clint had a little nervous breakdown.
You got about 3.5 minutes to save this whole show, man.
Hey, this is completely not related, and it has anything to do with the bathroom, but I have this friend, Mark Shaver. He can remember every single moment of he tells stories of eating the Waffle House when he was 20, and he remembered exactly which food and how it was on the plate. Well, I read this today. Some people can remember every day of their lives in vivid detail. It's a syndrome called hyperthymesia, and it's like, you know that.
Well, it is. It's called freaks, is what they're called.
It's a condition that leads people to be able to remember an abnormally large number of their life experiences is in vivid detail.
I read that article the first time, November 3rd of 1986.
You are
so 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not vivid in memory. It says it's extraordinarily rare with not many people in the world, but every single... I don't know if I'd want that.
Oh, it'd be terrible. It'd be horrible. Unless I could pick what days I wanted to remember, that would be just a horrible wait.
Especially when you have bad memories.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you could remember only the good day, you'd be like, yes, it's fantastic. You remember that horrible day 20 years ago? Yes. I cannot forget about it.
When Mark Shaver talks about his past... My interest lasts for about 45 seconds. I don't care which what position the salt and pepper was on the table of the Waffle House. I just don't.
Well, you know, he's one of the, he worked out at the same gyms. He was in, he's a monster as far as strong.
He still is.
And we used, I said it before, and I didn't go in his group, but I had a little group, but we would go to Waffle House after we worked out and do the grilled chicken and the steamed hash browns. I said to this day, it's one of the greatest post-workout meals of all time.
Well, you have a vivid memory of that.
I have a vivid memory of doing it. But I don't remember exactly what I know what I had. Yeah. I don't remember my plate. Oh my God.
You're torturing me. The carb craving, you just returned with the word potatoes.
Bananas, potatoes.
Shut up. Hey.
Donuts.
Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast presented by the Vascular Institute. Vascular describes me right now because I am Captain Carnivore, preparing for the ultimate body Greek statue-ness of myself. And Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members, not the amazing co-hosts, but we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.